There was two sisters lived in a bower. There came a knight to be their ward. 'Twas in Edinburgh that he courted the twain. He would buffet love the youngest above everything. He courted the eldest with roach and knife, but he loved the youngest as his own life. He courted the eldest with glove and ring. He would buffet love the youngest more than his king. Fair Ellen was jealous, her heart was sore. She envied the youngest and hated her more. In her bower she could not rest, for grief and spite had filled her breast. It was upon a morning fair and clear, when she called her sister dear. She called, "Come, sister, come to the strand, and see our father's ship sailing to land." The eldest led the youngest down to the shore. She led her down to return no more. As the youngest watched the ships with glee, the eldest threw her sister into the sea. "Oh, sister," cried the youngest, "take my hand. Bring me to the shore and you shall have my land. Oh, sister Ellen, take me from the water cold, and you may have my golden girdle and all my gold. Oh, sister, I pray you to save my life, and I swear I will be no man's wife." She replied, "Trouble befall should I your hand take. Separated I would be from my earthly mate. Your cherry red cheeks and yellow hair would make me a maiden go forever, I do swear." The eldest shoved her out in the wave, and not did she try her sister to save. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam, till she came to the miller's dam. Out came the miller's son on her he did spy. Quickly to the miller he did cry, "Father, oh father, come quick as you can. Here's either a mermaid or a swan." The miller quickly drew the water to the ground, and there he saw a woman drowned. And scarce could you see her yellow hair, for gold and pearl that was so rare. Round and about her slender waist, a golden girdle with jewels laced. And scarce could you see her fingers white, for golden rings that shone so bright. And by now there came a harper so fine, he harped to the king as he did dine. When he did look that lady upon, first he wept, then he did mourn. He cut three locks of her yellow hair, and with them he strung his harp so fair.